Blomqvist closed Cortez's research folder and pushed it away with distaste. Malm put down the printout of his article, which he had read 4 times. Cortez sat on the sofa in Erickson's office, looking guilty.
"Coffee," Erickson said, getting up.
She came back with 4 mugs and the coffee pot.
"This is a great, sleazy story," Blomqvist said. "First-class research. Documentation to the hilt. Perfect dramaturgy, with a bad guy who swindles Swedish tenants through the system, which is legal, but who is so greedy and so fucking stupid that he outsources to this company in Vietnam."
"Very well written, too," Malm said. "The day after we publish this, Borgshaw is going to be persona non grata. TV is going to pick this up. He's going to be right up there with the directors of Scandia. A genuine scoop for Millennium. Well done, Henry."
"But this thing with Erica is a real fly in the ointment," Blomqvist said.
"Why should that be a problem?" Erickson said. "Erica isn't the villain. We have to be free to examine any chairman of the board or CEO, even if he happens to be her boss."
"It's a hell of a dilemma," Blomqvist said.
"Erica hasn't completely left Millennium," Malm said. "She owns 30% and sits on our board. In fact, she's chairman of the board until we can elect Harriet Wanger at the next board meeting, and that won't be until August. Plus, Erica is working at SMP, and you're about to expose her boss."
Glum silence.
"So what the hell are we going to do?" Cortez said. "Do we kill the article?"
Blomqvist looked Cortez straight in the eye.
"No, Henry, we're not going to kill the article. That's not the way we do things at Millennium. But this is going to take some legwork. We can't just dump it on Erica's desk as a newspaper headline."
Malm waved a finger in the air.
"We're really putting Erica on the spot. She'll have to sell her share of Millennium and leave our board. Or in the worst case, she could get fired by SMP. Either way, she would have a terrible conflict of interest. Honestly, Henry, I agree with Mika that we should publish the story, but we may have to postpone it for a month."
"Because we're facing a conflict of loyalties too," Blomqvist said.
"Should I call her?"
"No, Krista," Blomqvist said. "I'll call her and arrange to meet. Tonight." Figueroa gave a summary of the circus that had sprung up around Blomqvist's building on Bellmansgarten. Edklint felt the floor sway slightly beneath his chair.
"An employee of SIS goes into Blomqvist's building with an ex-safebreaker, now retrained as a locksmith."
"Correct.
What do you think they did in the stairwell?"
"I don't know, but they were in there for 49 minutes. My guess is that Folsen opened the door and Mortensen spent the time in Blomqvist's apartment."
"And what did they do there?"
"It couldn't have been to plant bugs, because that takes only a minute or so. Mortensen must have been looking through Blomqvist's papers or whatever else he keeps at his place."
"But Blomqvist has already been warned. They stole Björk's report from there."
"Right. He knows he's being watched, and he's watching the ones who are watching him. He's calculating."
"Calculating what?"
"I mean, he has a plan. He's gathering information and is going to expose Mortensen. That's the only reasonable explanation."
"And this Linda woman?"
"Suzanne Linda, former police officer."
"Police officer?"
"She graduated from the police academy and worked for 6 years on the Södermalm crime team. She resigned abruptly. There's nothing in her file that says why. She was out of a job for several months before she was hired by Milton Security."
"Armansky," Edklint said thoughtfully. "How long was she in the building?"
9 minutes.
"Doing what?"
"Since she was filming Mortensen and Falsen on the street, I'm guessing that she's documenting their activities. That means that Milton Security is working with Blomqvist and has placed surveillance cameras in his apartment or in the stairwell. She probably went in to collect the film."
Edklint sighed. The Zalachenko story was beginning to get tremendously complicated.
"Thank you. You go home.
I have to think about this."
Figueroa went to the gym at St. Eric's Plan. Blomqvist used his second mobile when he punched in Berger's number at SMP. He interrupted a discussion she was having with her editors about what angle to give an article on international terrorism.
"Oh, hello, it's you. Wait a second."
Berger put her hand over the mouthpiece.
"I think we're done,"
she said, and gave them one last instruction. When she was alone, she said,
"Hello, Mikhail. Sorry not to have been in touch. I'm just so swamped here. There are a thousand things I've got to learn. How's the Salander stuff going?
Good, but that's not why I called. I have to see you tonight.
I wish I could, but I have to be here until 8, and I'm dead tired. I've been at it since dawn. What's it about?
I'll tell you when I see you, but it's not good.
I'll come to your place at 8:30.
No, not at mine. It's a long story, but my apartment is unsuitable for the time being. Let's meet at Samir's Cauldron for a beer.
I'm driving.
Then we'll have a light beer.